away with the opening act Tripwire on the Handy Home and Hardware stage at the North Dakota Winter Show on March 4th.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
I love our chats, Lisa Kunkel. I really do.
Absolutely.
Good morning, folks. 19 below. We'll just skip right by that and a little bit of sunshine. That's the downside. The upside, it's January 30th, so we're out of January tomorrow, and by the weekend, into the 20s.
Awesome. Yay.
So is that going to help?
That'll help.
Okay. And then we just breeze right through February.
Yep.
And then like what? 2 weeks in March, and then spring's here.
Yep. So it's practically spring.
It's just that easy.
Yep. Absolutely.
Tell ourselves.
It's all about mindset.
Is this that Midwest denial that they talk about? It must be.
Absolutely.
So what is going on? I mean, so much going on with the chamber week in and week out. What's happening this week? What are you looking forward to here?
This week we're gearing up for our annual meeting, our 2022 annual meeting, which is February 9th, Thursday at the City Brew Hall at noon.
Okay.
We will be giving away our 6 business awards, which is so much fun. Last year we had just a blast. We had everybody come in who was nominated, and then we surprised the winners, and my ambassadors, my board did some amazing speeches. It was just a really good moment.
And that was a full house.
It was.
There were a lot of people there.
We're expecting a full house again.
You bet.
You want tickets, contact us at the chamber. They're $15. You get a wonderful lunch from the brew.
I was going to say, if I remember right, the food was awesome.
Yes, yeah. Always is. So it was really good. And this year, we're also going to be doing the Business Pitch Challenge Award. The winner of that is going to be announced at the annual meeting also. So that's exciting. If you remember, we had people come forward and give their business ideas. Mm-hmm. And there's a $28,000 package going to them to help them get that started. So that's really exciting. Bringing new businesses to town is very exciting.
Things on the move.
Absolutely.
You know, it's always nice when things move in that forward direction.
Yep, absolutely. So.
Good stuff. Well, looking forward to that. And then you get into the spring and summer months. You got Chalk Fest coming back.
Yes, Chalk Fest. We're in our 5th year, so we have a big anniversary coming up.
All right,
we're
5 years already?
This will be the 5th year. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy, boy, how time flies.
I know, and so much fun. It grows every year. Mm-hmm. Sean does a great job. I just visited with him on the phone last week, and we're getting things moving. So.
He's a busy guy.
Oh, my gosh.
He was out at the college. He's all over the place.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, you know, he does stuff at Disney World all the time. So when I was talking to him, he's really looking forward to getting back to Florida.
I bet he was. Now's a good time to head on back.
Absolutely. So,
oh, man.
Yeah, very fun. We do have a Galentine's event on February 11th, where we have participating businesses that sign up and just go visit those businesses and register. And each business is going to give away something unique, something special from them, either chocolates or something. So that'll be a fun event.
Good time.
Yeah.
Always great to have you in here. I love our little chats.
Kind of
warms
Monday
me
mornings.
Up here on a Monday morning. Nice way to get the week going.
It is. I enjoy it too, Bill.
Well, you stay warm.
Yes.
And we'll talk again next Monday, okay?
Sounds great.
Lisa Kunkel, Wapton Breckenridge Chamber. We talk with Lisa each and every Monday at this time here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.